Dublin's only special interest radio station, Dublin City FM.
Each year seems to be more deadly than the last as far as motor accident figures are concerned. News reports constantly remind us that hundreds of people die in road accidents every year. But there's more to these stories than just numbers, and there are many opinions on how to tackle the problem and all the grief, pain, and anger that those stark numbers bring with them. Many people believe that young male drivers, especially those called boy racers, share more of the blame than other road users. While it may not be fair to tar all with the same brush, the issue of young men driving around towns and cities at speed is one with which many communities wrestle. And as every parent knows, shouting no or delivering po-faced sermons about the dangers of driving too fast fall on deaf ears. But a short play that opened in the Mill Theatre Dundrum last night brings laughter to bear on this serious issue. The play, which is produced by the amateur drama group Bilali Players, is called The Moon Cut Like a Sickle. It was written by Ken Armstrong and is directed by Oren Arua. I spoke with Oren at a recent rehearsal and began by asking him how he got to know the play.
Well, the play kind of first came to our attention when the Drama League of Ireland sponsored new works of Irish writing, and Ken's play, The Moon Cut Like a Sickle, was one of the pieces that was brought forward to be workshopped with a guy called Billy Roach. And some of the actors from Bilali Players got involved in that, and was really through workshopping the piece with Billy Roach and with Ken that, you know, it kind of first came to light, and we first kind of got an indication, you know, it was a good piece and we'd like to put it on.
And what was it about the play that got you excited and where you said, I could actually do something with this?
I think it was probably the theme of the play kind of focusing on boy racers. I mean, you know, I wouldn't consider myself a boy racer, but I like my cars, you know, so I think the theme initially kind of attracted me, but it was also the writing itself. It's very, the dialogue is very fast paced, and there's, you know, there's great kind of comic scenes in it, you know, and it just struck me straight away as, you know, a play that would be great to stage in the first instance, but also a play in particular that would be very good for young people.
It's set, obviously, in a Dublin setting, but Ken's not a Dublin man originally, is he?
He's not, no, he's from Mayo, and it was originally staged in the Linenhall Theatre in Castlebar. That was the first kind of production of the play. But it's such a good play for young people that, you know, and the theme of road deaths and boy racing, and in particular, you know, young male drivers, it's a theme that's kind of common around the world. You know, it's not just a Castlebar issue or a Dublin issue. It's an issue that can travel. But, you know, it's a great play for young people anywhere in the world, really, with these kind of issues.
It has an interesting message, hasn't it? Because it doesn't just say, don't do this, guys. It says that, you know, maybe the way of getting that message to the guys is the girls.
Very much so, yeah. It's not just the guys' behaviour themselves that you know they need to look at and change, but it also looks at the role that their female partners can play in influencing their behaviour and hopefully, you know, changing it for the better.
As this extract recorded at rehearsal shows.
In this great Listrian play of yours, how did they stop their men from war? And
they withdrew.
Withdrew, that's right.
How do you mean they withdrew? Where did they withdraw to?
Not where, what?
Okay. What did they withdraw?
You know.
Lisa, what the hell did they withdraw?
Everything, their favours.
Favours? Hang on, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm 15 years old. I don't actually do favours.
Yeah, sure.
Shut up, you.
I don't mean sex, we're far too young for that.
I said shut up.
I mean the things we do, the kissing and hugging and general ego boosting. And just driving around with them in their stupid, stupid cars.
Withdraw?
Everything.
Until they stop.
Until they stop.
Or at least slow down.
Stop.
Stop.
So what do you say? Terry's probably died, but they still bomb around the place. Only we can stop them.
In?
I'm in. Can't wait to see Louis' face when he finds he can't.
Daisy?
I don't see the point. But if it winds him up, it's got to be good.
Good on you.
I'm telling you one thing, they ain't going to like it.
Theatre these days is not something that young people grow up with, is it? They're schooled on television and film. But do you think a drama like this might be instrumental in not only waking young people up to the dangers of messing around with high-speed cars, but also introducing them to the excitement and the thrill of the theatre, or is that a bit too much to ask?
No, I don't think so. I think young people attending this who don't have any kind of background in theatre, you know, I think they'll find it extremely kind of interesting and grabbing to see this kind of a presentation of people of their own age on stage performing. You know, that I think that would be something of interest to young people to see. I think the message that it comes across through the writing, and that's largely kind of a combination of, you know, as I said earlier, with the sound and lighting, but also the writing from Ken, and then the acting of the actors. It all pulls together to present this very kind of coherent message.
In this second extract, recorded at rehearsal for The Moon Cut Like a Sickle, one of the young boy racers gets the message.
We got all the sort out. We hoovered and everything. So what the hell is wrong with you?
You drink too fast. You drive like a fool, and you're going to kill yourself or some cat or something, so I am not kissing you or hugging you or stroking your ego till you cop yourself on and slow the best down now.
I'm the 8th best driver in this town.
I don't care. You have to slow down.
Does my ego mean what I think it means?
I don't know what it means, but I'm not stroking it.
The Moon Cut Like a Sickle opened at the Mill Theatre Studio last night, and after the performance, I spoke with the chairman of the amateur drama group Ballally Players, Geoffrey O'Keefe, and asked him for his reaction to this short play that features the talents of 9 young actors.
First of all, could I just congratulate Oren Arua, director, and his cast and crew for a wonderful production of The Moon Cut Like a Sickle. I think it's fantastic to see such a young group of performers tackle an issue like this that's very pertinent to us.
Do you think amateur drama is alive and well in Dublin at the moment?
I think amateur drama is alive and well, very much so. And I think that year by year, the standard of amateur drama is improving. You know, I mean, we've got so many new theatres all over the country that are now home to amateur drama companies, which means that we have to raise our game, we have to raise our standards. So I would say very much so that amateur drama is alive and well, and it's nice to see a group of young people taking to the stage, making their mark, and who knows, in, you know, a few years down the line, they might be on the professional stage.
The issue that Ken Armstrong, writer of the play, explores here, Geoffrey, is a pretty serious social issue, one that plagues many towns and cities around the country. But he uses wit and he uses comedy to get his message or his moral across. Do you think the drama can help to change people's attitudes, or does it merely just reflect what's going on in the world around us?
That's a real big question, Declan. I think that drama has the power to change. It has the power to affect. It has the power to move. Whether it can move people enough to affect huge change, I'm not sure. Because really, you know, drama is at the end of the day, it's about entertainment. People go out to the theatre, they want to be entertained. It doesn't matter what the subject matter is. They want to come home and they want to have had a good night, you know. I think this play, this production, is an effective way of making young people think about the whole issue, because they have this sort of preached to them, you know, and here's a way of exploring the issue that's different to them. I'm not saying that you know there's going to be less deaths on the road because of this play, but at least the people involved in it, the young people who come to see it, perhaps they will think about it. And they will think a little bit more about it than they normally would.
This year is an important year for Ballally Players, Geoffrey, isn't it? You're celebrating 25 years as a group.
Yeah, we are. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary. It's a great achievement for us. I'd like to pay tribute to all those people over the 25 years who've worked so hard to make Ballally Players what it is. And as an amateur company, we've had considerable success, you know, and really we're on the top of our game. As for the next 25 years, I mean, who knows? But I think the young people we've seen on stage tonight, I mean, they're really important, because they will form the backbone of Ballally Players in the future.
Well, regardless of whether you think it can be an agent of social change or just an adjunct to a social evening, The Moon Cut Like a Sickle is worth a look. And you can see it all this week at the Mill Theatre Studio in Dundrum, where it runs until Saturday night.
On Dublin City FM, our programmes are as diverse as the leading national radio station, covering current affairs, ethnic programmes, documentaries, Dublin issues, the arts, literature, business, health, media matters, sport, nature, leisure activities, women's topics, and the very best in special interest Irish and world music. Dublin's only special interest radio station, Dublin City FM.